I tend to forget in this job that I get to do something that very few people are able to do. Visit farms. If you live on a farm, it doesn't sound like a big deal, obviously, but relatively few of us do live on farms and fewer still know that much about how it is that they actually work. And if you have even a passing interest in what it is that you put into your mouth three times a day at the dinner table, then visiting a farm at least once is probably quite a good idea. So, to that end, the ever innovative people at Farming for Nature have asked 21 of their farming ambassadors all around the country to open the gates to the public tomorrow for guided farm walks. And if you were to choose, for example, to visit Norman at Dunn's Egg Farm in County Kildare, this is a little taste of what you might learn.
We've 900 hens and the egg production varies
depending on time of year.
Time of year and heat. They don't particularly like that hot heat that we've had the last couple of weeks. They're enjoying the soft ground there now, as you can see there. We've had rain last night, so it softens up the ground for them to scratch. But we produce anywhere between 700 and 800 eggs.
Why do you choose the Pyrenean Mountain Dog for flock protection?
It's in their nature. Like, it's in their nature to protect. Hens climb their backs, they peck them, they do everything, and they just sit there and take it, you know.
What role do they play in soil health?
Oh, it's huge. Like, their poop is fertilizer. Their feet are, they're like little tilling machines, gentle tilling machines, as opposed to rough machinery tilling. As you can see there, they're scratching out, they're levelling, they're creating new seed beds for new seeds to come up.
When you move the hens on from here, what will you take out of this?
Probably be spring barley next spring.
Your inputs will presumably be
reduced. Our nitrogen would be an awful lot less than what it would. And we're back on nitrogen anyway as a result of the system of farming that we're in. But
look at her hopping up on his back. And Bruce doesn't mind at all.
Not at all, no.
Fair play, Bruce. You're very patient, particularly if I had jaws your size. Ah, look at him. He's a pet.
Yeah.
Ooh, a pet.
Yeah.
Are these for your own table or is there a commercial aspect to this?
I have a certain number of people that take a full pig, and then predominantly it's for our own household, and my parents' household is next door as well. So three brothers and three sisters that equally partake in the eating as well. So.
And what role do they play in the ecology of the farm?
They're gentle movement of soil. They're here, they're taking down vegetation here, they're rooting up ground.
Because we're in a little plot of about an acre, which is thick with docks at the moment, and thistle as well. That'll all be gone
before long, will it? They only get a week in each paddock as well, so...
Basically, weed control.
Yes, well, weed control and look, they're doing their thing.
Are they fun? I've always thought that pigs have such personality and are so clever that they must be fun to farm.
They're very clever, yeah. They're fun and they're frustrating at the same time.
Like herding cats?
Worse, I'd say, yeah. But they follow food, so you can see our fencing is temporary. It's electrified temporary, but they're very clever at rooting up the soil up to the fence to earth it so that the sting has gone out of the fence and they just walk through it then, so...
So not only weed control, but amateur electricians as well have figured out how to earth an electric fence.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
The larger part of Norman's farm is devoted to tillage. Some years back, he adopted regenerative techniques, some of them under our feet as we walk. Chopped straw, providing a blanket for the soil, stopping it getting baked by the sun or washed away by the rain. And before you went to regenerative, what was your soil like?
Slabby, lifeless, dead is all I could say. The organic matter had been burnt out of it from continuous cultivations. continuous overusage of herbicides and pesticides. So
was that pricking at your conscience?
Yeah, would have done. Yeah, yeah.
And was that what motivated you then?
Yeah, it was initially, and the lack of earthworms. Earthworms are a great sign of healthy soil. It's the first sign that you're moving in the right direction.
I asked Norman, could we see the river running through his fields? There had been an enormous downpour of rain an hour before I arrived, and if the regenerative techniques weren't working, the river would be cloudy with soil washed away off the field. For a stream that is right beside a tillage operation, that really is very, very
clear. It's very clear, and it's clear all throughout the year, from our part anyway.
And presumably you're in the River Liffey catchment here, are you?
Yes, yeah, yeah.
So anybody living in Dublin who's in the business of ever drinking water should have an interest in what it is that you're doing on this farm to keep this river like this.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. If we don't mine the soil, we won't be able to sustain the current agricultural practices.
Because we're absolutely focused on the amount of nitrates in rivers at the moment.
Nitrates and phosphorus.
But one of the other measures of the health of a river is the amount of sediment in it.
That comes into the soil erosion. People don't believe that happens in Ireland, but it very much does. The cover crops that we grow, they're the icing on the cake to tick all those environmental boxes, that they keep the soil in the field, they keep the nitrate in the field, they keep the phosphorus in the field, and any other available nutrient, they'll take it up into the vegetative growth that it produces and locks it there. It doesn't let it run off out into the river.
Is there a wildlife dividend as well?
Absolutely.
Are you seeing more birds as a consequence?
Absolutely, yeah. Every year there's a new species that maybe I haven't been tuned into it, I don't know, but there's always a new bird on the farm that we haven't seen. Like the cuckoo was back the last 3 years. I never heard a cuckoo growing up. So
really,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And have you the big apex predators as well?
Oh yeah. Well, that's the main sign that everything below it is working. So you have the kestrels, buzzards. You'll see them out when you're working. Say if we bale straw or we have to cultivate a field, you'll see them. They'll follow. They'll follow the machinery. And they'll pick out frogs or they'll pick out mice or shrews or whatever they're getting at.
Is it a more enjoyable farm to farm on as a consequence of all of this?
100%, yeah. I feel like we have more control over our farm now than we ever did, because we essentially make the decisions on the agronomy of the crop and the fertilisation of the crop. So we have full control over what we do.
Have you effectively taken back a little bit control by releasing control to nature and letting nature be your partner?
Absolutely, yeah.
Norman Dunn on Dunn's Egg Farm outside Maynooth. And you can visit him tomorrow and 20 other farms in Counties Tip, Wexford, Mayo, Roscommon, Clare, Cork, Kildare, Kilkenny, Galway, Kerry, Leash and Limerick, all of whom are applying cutting-edge nature-based science to producing food while making space for nature as well. The event is called Inside the Gate. You can get tickets for free from the Farming for Nature website.